Hello and welcome or welcome back. This is Kathy Liska with the Center for Coaching Certification. For today's podcast, let's talk about goals and specifically taking the word goals and breaking it down, using it as an acronym. So here's what each letter stands for. The G is gigantic. What's the reason for that word? So often people limit themselves. They think, okay, I can only achieve so much. I can only get so far. I only have so much capability or so many resources, whatever it is. They limit themselves in terms of thinking about what they want. So the idea of the word gigantic is to challenge them to think bigger because more is possible. The O in goals stands for opportunities. It is so incredibly important to explore what the opportunities are, all of the different possibilities. And in doing the exploration of opportunities, consider also the resources available. Because when you consider the resources available, and that includes somebody's skills, their network, people in their life, their logistical resources, access to things, that creates awareness of additional opportunities. So yes, exploring the opportunities that are out there. Hey, what's going on? What's available? And exploring the resources, which then expands the consideration of different opportunities. The A in goals stands for analyzed. What does that mean? It means getting intentional, really analyzing. What is this? What's the process? How's it going to work? And then from there, you're listing. And so when we say listing, what does that mean? Listing is listing the goals on a timeline, creating a checklist, defining the action steps. And then the S in goals is for strategize, strategizing the journey from beginning to end, ensuring the commitment is there, and ensuring that you're recognizing, acknowledging, and celebrating progress and successes along the way, because that supports motivation. So let's dig into this example by exploring a hypothetical story. So imagine for a moment that you have a client and your client's name is Anne Marie. Anne Marie is a newly single mom. The reason she's your client is because you donated a series of coaching sessions to a raffle or a nonprofit or wherever you may want to have donated it to. And Anne Marie won that. So now she's taking advantage of this opportunity to work with a coach. Anne Marie's scenario is this. She is a newly single mom with one child. She works as an office assistant. Her dad is terminally ill. Anne Marie is dealing with a recent move, finalizing her divorce, making ends meet, struggling financially, and still being a mom. Definitely a lot going on. So now you're going to work with Anne Marie, and we're going to work through the process using goals. So the first thing that happens is exploring what those gigantic goals are. So imagine for a moment working with Anne Marie, and the first thing she's coming up with is, I just want to get by. I want to have enough money to pay the bills. I want to, be able to take care of my child. I want to support mom and dad in this end of life stage for dad. And she's absolutely struggling. So then as a coach, you support Anne Marie exploring. What specifically do you mean by enough to pay the bills? What specifically do you mean by time for your child, for your mom and your dad? And where do you fit in taking care of yourself? And so the coach is supporting Anne-Marie in setting those goals. And think about it this way. If Anne-Marie stops there, she'll get caught up in the drudgery of getting by. Okay, this is all I got. This is as far as I can get. And she will struggle through maintaining at that level. When the coach asks about, and what do you want after moving through this part of your process or your life, and gets Anne-Marie thinking about those gigantic goals, Anne-Marie's mind opens up and she begins to see the light at the end of the tunnel, the hope for a better life in the near future and moving toward that. So yes, she's going to plan for what's got to happen immediately in the interim, the short term, and she's going to start thinking about what she wants further out. And in that process, exploring those gigantic goals. What is the life she wants to create? And so in that process, Anne-Marie has the opportunity to think beyond enough to pay the bills to what income does she want? She has enough income there to start focusing also on her balance. How is she managing time for the work, for the child, for the family? And how is she fitting in herself? And really thinking through the bigger picture, because then she has hope and she's motivated. Moving forward with Anne-Marie, you next go to the O in the term goals. This is where it's about exploring opportunities. So Anne-Marie initially is wondering if she even has any opportunities. She's so overwhelmed by what is going on. And the coach explores with her, asks her the questions. And Anne-Marie thinks about her job in the current workplace. And she's really unsure what the opportunity there is for advancing or earning more. So she's unsure. And the coach challenges her to keep thinking. So Anne-Marie starts brainstorming possible opportunities. One is actually having a conversation with the employer and finding out what the possibilities are with that job. A different opportunity is adding a second job. Another opportunity is beefing up her resume, whether that's with stretch projects, additional training, whatever else it takes for her to move in the direction she wants, networking, exploring different possibilities, doing a job search, thinking about a different workplace. In terms of with her child, Anne-Marie starts exploring, okay, what are those opportunities? So of course, yeah, she's got the work schedule. She's got things going on with mom and dad. How can she ensure that she is dedicating time to be the mom she wants to be with her child? And so Anne-Marie starts exploring things that serve both her and her child. And it may be as simple as exercising together, going for long walks, or depending on the age of the child, if they're still in a stroller, it may be, okay, does Anne-Marie have a stroller that she can push while she herself is walking or jogging or pull behind a bike, etc.? What are those possibilities for her? How can she create time with her daughter doing things she is doing? She can explore, okay, I'll involve my child when I'm cooking. I'll involve my child when I'm doing household chores and make it fun and make it a game. So finding creative ways to have additional time with her child. Similarly, she wants to be there for her mom. She wants to be there for her dad. And how can she incorporate all of that? And it may be giving her child time with her mom while she gives her mom a break and is with her dad. Helping mom around the house by involving the child in those activities. So a number of different possibilities. Think about what happens for so many of us. We start thinking about the opportunities and the possibilities, and then we stop. What's getting in the way? What is keeping us from expanding our thinking and exploring more? Of course, as coaches, that's what we do. We ask the client questions so they keep thinking and they start getting creative, thinking about different ideas and different opportunities and possibilities. And so as a coach, truly working with the client to go beyond that initial thought process in terms of opportunities. When you're doing this, asking the client about resources helps them expand their thinking in terms of opportunities. For example, when somebody starts defining their skills, things they're really good at, talents they have, experiences they have, that starts increasing the possibilities, the thinking about opportunities around, okay, what can happen with the job and the career? What are some of those transferable skills? What are some of those skills that employers really want and will pay for? And it gets them going. When you have somebody exploring resources, who are the people they know? It may be on a professional level, opening doors for them in advancing their career. It may be on a personal level, supporting them in terms of dealing with childcare, dealing with parents, dealing with home, etc. It may be people that they have that are taking care of them. So friends where they get to talk and have the me time, if you will. It may be people that are further out in the area and exploring those options. Another resource to consider is more logistical. What are the logistical resources somebody has available to them? It may be there is a community center. Oftentimes, a local library has different opportunities, events, resources available, and keep going. Sometimes people have access to a gym, whether it's through their employer, something that's available in the area. Sometimes their location affords opportunities because there's hiking or walking trails that they have access to. It can be any number of things. And by exploring the resources that are available, additional opportunities pop up. Take the time to dig in. Then move forward. Analyze. What does that mean? So you're analyzing your process. Hey, how am I looking at this? How am I thinking about what I'm going to do with the different opportunities, how I'm going to access them, et cetera? It means analyzing the potential barriers. What might get in the way and how will you move past it? And analyzing your own focus and level of engagement in that. Because until somebody is truly focused and fully engaged, chances are whatever it is going to get pushed off. Set on the side or move to the back or whatever it is. So imagine as a coach working with Anne Marie, and she's going to analyze. So the first step in the analyzing is figuring out the level of detail that works for that person. Some people really want the big picture, and some people want all of the detail possible. So imagine for a moment, in this case, Anne Marie wants a lot of detail. She wants to research, gee, what's normal for a pay scale in the work she does? What does it take to find and go after a different job? What education or training is going to be required? How does she effectively write her resume? What are her job search strategies? How is she approaching that? And as Anne Marie digs in to all of the details she's wanting, the coach is going to ask her about her timeline. When do you want to do these things? When do you want to be moving forward? In this example, imagine for a moment that as the coach is asking about that, Anne Marie starts figuring out, okay, I've got to decide how much research is enough because Anne Marie can potentially get caught up in doing too much research and not moving forward. So by deciding how much time she'll give herself, how much is enough in terms of the knowledge base, while still sticking with her timeline for moving forward, Anne Marie is in control of what she's doing. Then consider for a moment the potential barriers. Sometimes these are easy for people to identify. Sometimes they've really got to think through. It depends on their approach. And so asking the client what might get in the way, what else might get in the way? And when they have those barriers, potential barriers identified, exploring how they will move past those. And it's a fascinating conversation because sometimes without having somebody ask that question, people get stuck. Oh yeah, this barrier, and I can't get past that. I'm stuck. And by the question being, how will you get past that? It changes the way the brain is thinking and approaching. And it starts saying, okay, so how will I? And if they're still stuck asking, well, if somebody else were facing that challenge, what advice do you have for them? If I was in that position, what recommendations will you give me? And get them out of themselves. Hey, if you ask somebody else for advice, what advice will they give you? And by taking these different approaches, they start figuring out how they will move past each of those barriers. And by figuring that out, you're gaining this sense of, okay, they feel empowered. They feel capable. They're building their confidence in terms of moving forward. As a coach, another thing to be aware of is when clients set goals, sometimes what happens is they get pushed aside or put on the back burner. Think about a New Year's resolution. How many people make a New Year's resolution and 2 weeks later, they can't even remember what it was? So how are you as a coach supporting the client so that they are staying focused on what that goal is? They have that constant intention about moving forward in their own progress. Information coming in, reminding them about what's important, and building that motivation and confidence in terms of moving forward. So analyze the client's process for staying focused and fully engaged for moving forward. With that in place, you move to the L in goals. What does the L stand for? Listing. So you're listing your goals and you're putting them on a timeline. Sometimes you have goals that are short term. Hey, we're in the survival mode with Anne Marie. She's got goals over the next weeks and months in her immediate future. And then you're inviting her to consider, okay, and beyond that, what are those midterm goals? And then beyond that, what are those long-term goals? And developing that timeline with the awareness of what are the burning fires right now, what's practical, what's realistic right now, and then moving forward, pushing that out and planning for that. When you have the goals listed, then you're creating that checklist. Okay, what's it going to take? How are you doing this? What are the resources? And part of the listing is listing the specific action steps that are going to happen, when they're going to happen, how they're going to happen. And for some people, that list may involve a to-do list. And if they have it on their to-do list, they will get it done. For other people, that list may mean getting out their calendar and putting time in their calendar for each of those steps. Whatever works for the client, support them in their process. what it boils down to is they list the specific measurable goals, they put them on their timeline, they create their checklist in terms of potential barriers, how they move past, their resources, and they list their specific action steps for moving forward. And when you have those lists in place, think also about how are they ensuring they're staying on track with that, making sure they are moving forward and checking in on that. That brings you to strategizing the journey they will be on from beginning to end. So they have their dreams, they've got their goals, they're creating that focus, that motivation to move forward. They've explored their opportunities, created their process with their action steps. And then they're going to strategize the intervals at which they will reflect on what is and is not working, and then consider what they want to change and how they want to change it. It may be they do that through coaching conversations. It may be they do that through journaling. There are many different approaches to that. It's about ensuring they have an effective way to continue moving forward. Another component of the strategizing is how they're holding themselves accountable, how they're managing that so they do stay on track with moving toward what they want. It is important in doing this to recognize, hey, there are things that come up that may sidetrack someone temporarily, or hey, we know these things are there already. Let's plan accordingly and plan the time for that as well. Very important with strategizing is the recognition of progress and success along the way. So many people forget to think about what they have accomplished. What did they do? They forget to acknowledge themselves. Now think about what that means in terms of their confidence and their motivation. Because if people forget to notice their own progress, their own successes along the way, they simply say, oh, well, you know, I'm busy and I'm moving forward, and they keep going, eventually they're going to be worn out. You've got to fuel the fire or add gas to the tank, if you will. And the way you're doing that is recognizing the progress and success along the way. So as a coach, ask the client, how do they want to recognize their progress? How do they want to celebrate progress? How do they want to celebrate successes along the way? And for some things, it may be as simple, hey, saying it out loud, taking a moment to say, hey, that's great. That's really cool. And for other things, there may be some reward that's significant to them, whether it's time or an activity, something they want to do, or maybe it's something they want to go out and purchase. And they figure out, how can I fit that in the budget and make that work? And then when they have big successes, how are they going to acknowledge and celebrate those? It's so fun because when you ask clients about that, very often it's, okay, who are the people that are supporting them in moving toward that success and having a celebration with the important people in their world when they do accomplish those things. That in turn strengthens their network, strengthens their confidence, and their motivation. So for strategies, it is so important, both with the process, how they're managing the journey from beginning to end, and with how they're recognizing the progress and the success along the way. So pulling all of this together, GOALS is the acronym. G stands for gigantic goals. Dream big. Think about what you want. because chances are so much more is achievable. And when you start dreaming, you start discovering what is achievable. Then discover opportunities. Take time to brainstorm. Think about the possibilities and keep going with that brainstorm. To further build it out, think about resources, because skills that someone has create opportunities. Relationships create opportunities. Logistical tools create opportunities. Analyze the process. How is this going to work? What level of detail is important to that person? What are the potential barriers? And how are they going to stay focused? In that way, you're supporting someone being very intentional around what information they want, how they are staying on track, how they're addressing the barriers, and how they're ensuring that they stay focused, committed, and motivated to creating the meaningful change they want. And then list the goals on a timeline, the short-term goals, the mid-term goals, and the long-term goals. And when you're listing, develop the checklist. What's happening? Define the action steps. And with those action steps, whether it's a to-do list or on the calendar, make sure you get them down and you're tracking. And then strategize. Strategize the journey from beginning to end. Include all of the components, the commitment, the approach to different things that come up, the accountability for staying on track, and of course, the recognition of progress and success along the way. So goals are gigantic opportunities that you analyze, list, and strategize for moving forward and creating successful change. A great acronym and a great process for supporting clients and, of course, yourself in moving toward what it is that you want to achieve. Thank you for being here with us. So glad you're here. Hope you enjoyed it and find value in this. Do come visit us at www.coachcert.com. Go after your goals and make it a great one. I'm Kathy with the Center for Coaching Certification.